So Zak Brown, intent on taking McLaren to the super heights that it once knew, said this week. He told reporters during the McLaren livery launch, "This AB team and co-ownership, which is a whole other level of AB team, is a big concern to us, and the health of the sport and the fairness of the sport," sport being Formula One, of course. And obviously, he's pointing a finger at the Red Bull, AlphaTauri, or whatever it's going to be connection. You know, the connection started. Red Bull became a constructor in 2005. A year later, Dieter Mateschitz bought Minardi and turned it into Toro Rosso. So they've been in tandem ever since. So I ask you, Jad, with that statement in mind, you know, what are your thoughts on what Zak has to say?
Well, it's a tricky one to deal with. And it seems it's kind of Zak's New Year's resolution, this topic. He touched on it in his annual letter to the fans, which he writes every year on the McLaren website. He talked about it and he said, in other sports, no one owner is allowed to have two teams. He's clearly taking a jibe at Red Bull and AlphaTauri. But this is the question. I mean, why is he talking about Red Bull and AlphaTauri itself? And can we make sure that Zak Brown himself is independent? Because end of the day, Zak's buying his power units from Mercedes. And he's not going to make them upset. He's going to always say stuff that Mercedes like. This relation is happening between Haas and Ferrari. It was between Ferrari and Sauber, Alfa Romeo, stake, whatever you want to call it now. Let's call it Sauber. And it's been for a long while with Sauber. But now with Audi coming in, this is going to slow down a bit. They're going to be more and more independent. Mercedes has Aston Martin, has Williams. They're rotating around it in its orbit, you know, because it's always like this. We had this major F1 team and we have the satellite teams revolving around it. So why did he just mention AlphaTauri and Red Bull? It is unfair. It is unfair sharing this kind of information. But the way Zak is addressing it, it's the wrong way. He has to address the whole situation, all the teams that have these kinds of setups. If you look at Haas, last year's car, it had the same identical side pods as Ferrari. And when they asked Steiner, why did you do it the same way? He said, because we take so much from Ferrari, radiator position, power units, suspension, it makes sense to follow their concept. So why didn't he mention these two? Williams, they're so connected with Mercedes now, and even with James Vowles being there. Come on, let's be honest. Okay, they're not independent. The problem is, I think maybe he's saying it because it's some kind of agenda between him and Wolf trying to take on Red Bull because now they're dominating. We know these kind of things between Red Bull and Mercedes for some time. And if Zak himself, he wants to build McLaren, as you said, why did he renew with Mercedes until, I think, 2030? Their new power unit deal. He should be looking for his own engine so that he could be independent. Because for now, I look at McLaren as well. I know because McLaren, they have the history, they have the facilities, they manufacture most of their components. I don't think they take much from Mercedes aside from the power unit. But the power unit itself, it's a very important thing. And you cannot be fully independent when you're in this kind of setup. So it's a bit tricky for him to say that, okay? It makes sense, but I don't know if he's the right person to talk about it.
Yeah, you make some interesting points there. You know, my views are pretty simple, is that for me, I think it's four cars. They won one race as Toro Rosso. And if you look at the car that Seb was driving that year at Monza, fantastic victory, 2008, they actually, Toro Rosso won before Red Bull did. Which was quite an irony, and it was Seb Vettel that did it. But that was like the previous year's Red Bull. So, you know, and we've had the Mercedes, the pink Mercedes, which was Racing Point, which is now Aston Martin. So I'm going to, you know, agree 110% with Zak, but at the same time, echo what you say. You know, the last time a customer team won a world championship and actually won a lot of races on a regular basis was Red Bull with Renault. 2010-ish onwards, you know. But the reality is that there was friction between them, and Renault was run by a Cyril Abitbol, so there was just not even competition for Red Bull. And Red Bull, I think, used to just take the unit and then develop it themselves. And but the problem came with the new power units. Renault was so far behind, yet Red Bull still won races. You know, I think Daniel Ricciardo won races that year. But the reality is, it's not going to happen now, because Red Bull now build their own engines. Okay, so they could actually supply, and they're going to supply to AlphaTauri. And what else are they going to supply to AlphaTauri? You know, it's, for me, ever since the beginning, it's always been the junior team. And I always have, and I'm a racer, okay, so I love the racing element of it. Guaranteed, many times, and it'll happen in the future, and it probably happens, and I can't give you the exact details, but Toro Rosso will move out of the way of the Red Bull, and AlphaTauri will also probably move out of the way of number one Red Bull. You know what I mean? You can play games. There's a lot of more. There's four cars in the strategy. You know, it's, and you don't have to do it. Oh, we're going to all sit together and plan. No, you can just make a phone call. Christian says we're going to do this, 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 and that's that. So I'm going to say that it is actually one team, but pretending to be two. The difference between Ferrari and Haas and Mercedes and Williams is it's the same owners. You know what I mean? That's the problem. But I agree with you 110%. Also, if you're not a works team, if you're not aligned to a works manufacturer, you're not going to win world championships. And that also brings back to the point. I mean, really, how many teams are there in Formula One? They say 10. I'm going to argue, no. It's like, if you take Red Bull and Toro Rosso and put them into one, that's 9. Obviously, Red Bull are being badged by Ford. And then you've got Andretti prepared to bring in Cadillac. And that's why we need more manufacturers. And as you, to sum up the whole argument and the question that we're asking is Zach right to say this? Yes, he has, but he's also got to look internally. So I think we agree on that point.
And one more point. I think going forward with where the sport is going right now, I think this thing is going to be a bit reduced, this kind of links between teams. Like I said, Sauber are going their own way with Audi. Aston Martin, they're going with Honda, so they're going to move away. Williams will always be linked with Mercedes unless something crazy happens at Williams. And yeah, hopefully Andretti joined with Cadillac, and let's see if Cadillac are going to power other teams. Interesting to say is that we mentioned all the teams, and there's one team we did not mention, which is Alpine. They don't have anyone to power. They just power their own cars. But maybe as the future goes, yeah, this kind of thing this risk is going to get reduced. But there's one point here, and when you're talking about it, it just reminded me that there is a bit more credit to what Zach says, because Red Bull and AlphaTauri are officially owned by one entity, which is Red Bull. While Mercedes and Williams, they're different entities. Haas and Ferrari are different entities with these connections. Maybe that gives them the right more to talk about it. But like you said, AlphaTauri, Red Bull, they're going to play some games on the track. But Williams, Mercedes, Ferrari, Haas, the games are going to be a bit strategic, maybe in the Formula One Commission, when major decisions are going to be taken. And these teams, their votes can be affected by their suppliers of power units.
You know, while you're speaking, I imagine this scenario. Red Bull RB20, Max Verstappen is going to be a bullet. Sergio Perez gets his act together, 1-2. And then they run the 2023 RB19 as the AlphaTauri. It'll be Red Bull's first, second, third, fourth. It'll be a fallacy. It'll be like, wow, can you imagine that scenario?
I would like to see it. It's going to be interesting. Not because it's good for the sport. It's just going to be interesting because all hell is going to break loose when this happens. Remember when Racing Point showed up with a pink Mercedes, what happened? Cyril Abitbol at that time, he went berserk, and they filed that complaint. And yeah, so you can imagine it's going to be a really interesting FIA, Formula One, all the teams fighting together against Red Bull and AlphaTauri. Yeah. Maybe this is the solution. If Max is going to be winning everything next year, maybe this is what's going to keep people entertained.
Yeah, well, Yuki on the podium, that'll be awesome. You know what I mean? It's going to be amazing. I mean, it can happen, hey guys. It's not a fantasy. I mean, this was a reality check that just came in. Is what if they build two amazing cars?
Yeah.
And you know what? And you know what the smoke screen is we're changing the name, and we're going to do so. Everyone's like all focused on name change and everything.
Yeah.
Boom! But one thing that doesn't change: the cars will be first to fourth. Wow, that would be scary. And you know, it's not inconceivable. It's not like saying Williams are going to win races next year. That's inconceivable. But the Red Bull and AlphaTauri, you know, share some documents. Nui has a bit of a say in the AT, whatever they're going to call it. And the RB20 is going to be fantastic. It's going to probably be the most mega car of all time. Because Max will give it some more input. Nui will tweak it. And maybe he'll make it easier to drive for Sergio. So they finish 1-2, because they should finish 1-2 all the time. And then suddenly you've got these AlphaTauris or Alpha whatevers they're going to be called, Alfa Rossos or Toro Alpha, whatever. In second and third, it's like Yuki and Dan Ricciardo doing shoeys on the podium. Oh my word, that'd be horrible. But anyway, there we go. That's, you know, Zach's got a point, and it's going to be interesting to see how this all pans out, because then Ferrari can build a second team. And yeah, sorry, just before we go on the Alpine question, I would imagine that they have to, or they're willing to, or there's something written in the rules where they would supply Renault Cadillac until Cadillac gets their power units ready for 2026, if Andretti gets a call to race next year, which he'll do, which is quite interesting. But Renault would probably also assist Cadillac, maybe with the badging thing. I don't know. But I think the next customer team has to be Alpine powered, if I'm not mistaken. I think I'm not mistaken. And I'll check that out.
No, you're totally right. In the regulations, a team has to provide a power unit supplier has to provide a team with power units if this team finds himself with no supplier. So I think that was the situation when they had the fight between Red Bull and Renault, and they rebadged them Tag Heuer just to make it as a leeway for not working together. Yeah, you're not powered by Renault. It's a Tag. A badged Renault engine. So they have to give them power units. And I think recently Alpine said that they're talking with Andretti and they're happy to talk with Andretti. Although before they said they backed out of it. But no, I think they're talking to Andretti and they're going to be supplying them on interim basis until Cadillac come in 2028.
Oh, 2028. Okay,
Yeah,
I
that's
thought
when
it was
Cadillac.
2026 is new.
2028 will be Cadillac's entry. 2026, Andretti should be coming in. If they find a solution with FOM, and most probably they will be powered by Alpine.
Yeah, well, there you go. So, Zach Brown kicking the hornet's nest, but at the same time, some hornets coming to sting him.